Support comes from the Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, presenting Old Time Winter, Holiday Traditions of Yesteryear. From now through December 30th, with Christmas carols, storytelling, hands-on craft making, Louisiana winter traditions demonstrations, and more, including a family day on Saturday, December 19th. For more information on these events for all ages, the website is bayouvermiliondistrict.org.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. An independent investigation by the City of New York finds that police officers failed to adequately respond to demonstrations this summer against the killing of George Floyd by police in Minneapolis. NPR's Hanzi Lowong reports the investigation found that police were not properly trained and often escalated tensions with protesters.
Protests against racial injustice erupted in the streets of New York City for weeks, beginning in late May, just as they did across the country. New York's Mayor Bill de Blasio directed the city's Department of Investigations to review the police's response, and found that NYPD officers failed to balance protecting public safety with the rights of protesters. The report says police encircling protesters, conducting mass arrests, and using batons and pepper spray heightened tensions instead of de-escalating them. The report also recommends consolidating police oversight into one agency and designating a senior executive at the department to work with oversight agencies that want to access police records. Hanzi Lowong, NPR News, New York.
Attorneys for a former VA hospital employee who pleaded guilty to killing seven patients reportedly are asking for a delay in sentencing. The Associated Press cites a local publication reporting that Rita May's attorneys have raised concerns about the coronavirus outbreak. Congressional leaders appear close to finalizing an agreement on the next coronavirus relief measure. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports they're negotiating a roughly $900 billion bipartisan measure that is likely to include another round of stimulus checks and an extension of extra weekly unemployment benefits.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says negotiations on the next coronavirus relief measure are making headway, saying the framework for a bill is close at hand.
Democratic leaders, Speaker Pelosi, Leader McCarthy, and I have been working around the clock for several days now. The talks remain productive. In fact, I'm even more optimistic now than I was last night that a bipartisan, bicameral framework is very close at hand.
The bill is not expected to include additional federal aid for state and local governments, a major Democratic demand, or liability protections for businesses, something that Republicans have long pushed for in a deal. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
This after the White House held an event today during which Vice President Mike Pence received the COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech. He used the occasion to reassure Americans who are still skeptical about getting the vaccine. Stargazers are in for an end-of-year cosmic treat, not seen in 400 years. On Monday night, Jupiter and Saturn will appear to be closer to each other than they have in generations, our solar system's two largest planets appearing as one. Provided weather cooperates, the Great Conjunction, as astronomers describe it, should be visible to the naked eye around the world right after sundown. You're listening to NPR News. The U.S. Supreme Court won't be hearing a challenge to President Trump's plan to exclude unauthorized immigrants from the once-a-decade national headcount. Today, the justices ruled 6-3 with a conservative majority deciding it would be premature for the high court to decide a case that is, quote, riddled with contingencies and speculation. Nearly two dozen states and immigrant rights groups challenged Trump's directive in court, arguing it violated the Constitution, census statutes, or both. The administration says the president has, quote, virtually unfettered discretion over what data are used in the census. In marking International Migrants Day, the United Nations reports more than 3,000 people have lost their lives on migratory routes worldwide this year. Lisa Schlein reports the International Organization for Migration reports the number of migrant deaths is likely much higher.
The majority of global fatalities occurred within and en route to Europe this year. International Organization for Migration spokesman Paul Dillon says most of the more than 1,700 migrants who died were from sub-Saharan Africa and Asia.
An increase in migrants' deaths was also recorded in South America compared to previous years, with at least 104 lives lost, most of them Venezuelan migrants, compared to fewer than 40 in all previous years.
This number includes at least 23 people who drowned off the coast of Venezuela when their ship capsized last weekend. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
The Dow is down 160 points at last check. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Merrill. Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing has tools to help clients find answers to questions. More at merrilledge.com/withinreach. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Finner & Smith, Incorporated, registered broker-dealer.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box for this Friday here on KRVS. Do stay tuned at 1 o'clock for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. After Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with his fine show, Freetown Radio. And after that, at 4 p.m., we have more news for you on the program All Things Considered from NPR. We're going to turn next to the late B.B. King. Go to London back in 1983 from the disc B.B. King in London. Here's B.B. and his cover of a blues song called Blue Shadows.
We'll be right back. I had a chill this morning, I was too tired to shake. Got a good poker hand, and I'm too tired to win. I can hear my baby calling, too tired to let her in. I'm tired, I declare, I'm tired. Well, don't shake me, you might break me. I'm too tired for anything. I'm too tired to walk, too tired to run. I can hear my baby calling. I'm too tired to come, I'm too tired. I declare, I'm too tired. Well, don't shake me, you might break me. Well, I'm too tired for anything. Well, I'm too tired to walk, too tired to run. I can hear my baby calling, but I'm too tired to come. Yeah, yeah, child, I'm too tired. I'm too tired, I'm too tired, I'm too tired for anything. Well, let's walk. Should catch a fire, I would run and jump all about. With this window wide open, I would roll right out. I'm too tired. Yeah, yeah, I declare I'm too tired. I declare I'm too tired. I'm too tired for anything.
Johnny Guitar Watson here on KRVS with Too Tired. Johnny Guitar Watson's career started in Houston back in the 1950s. He ended up moving out to the West Coast to L.A. and had a great career. In fact, his career was even better in funk and disco than it was in blues in the 1970s. He survived that sort of dry period for a lot of blues men. We heard B.B. King just prior to hearing Johnny Guitar Watson. B.B. King opened up the final hour of the Blues Box this morning for us here on KRVS. I guess I should say this afternoon for us. B.B. opened it up with a number called Blue Shadows. Music next from harp player and vocalist and composer Big Harp George. We're going to turn to his brand new disc, Living in the City. Here is George on blues, harp, and vocals with the title track to that release.
Can't follow them rules. Crossing in the crosswalks just for chumps and fools. Folks ain't all nice in my neighborhood. Gotta grab what you can while the grabbing is good. Yeah, that's living, living in the city. City ain't so simple as they say. Apps and clubs and bars, try whatever you may. When you find yourself a friend, better heed what I say. Keep your hand on your wallet, go get ready to pay. That's just loving, loving in the city. Meth heads getting high, sirens screaming by. Enough to spin you deep in the gloom. Never let your guard slip or book yourself a quick trip to SF 10 emergency room. We'll be right back. is getting high. Sirens wailing by, enough to plunge you deep in the gloom. Never let your guard slip or book yourself a short trip to SF's emergency room. Is that your face I'm feeling on my elbow? Take it off right away, my fuse is about to blow. Just take two steps back, raise your hands in the air. Drill you or spare you, I really don't care. All from living, living in the city. Living in the city.
Sometimes I plead, I'm on my bending knee, let me come home. Woman, I don't mean to do no harm. She said, I'm so glad you're living, Junior boy. And I holler, I'm so glad. Know what I did? I bet my last dues on a racehorse. It left leading a stretch. It took a look at them big hips. And it fell and broke a neck. But I'm so glad the trouble on lands always. Know what she told me? She said, I'm so glad I'm living, Daddy. As a woman, I'm so glad that you mind. Somebody better come here. Now pick me the blues just a little bit. Now, don't get jazzy. Now get it. Sometimes I wonder, sometimes I cry, sometimes I feel so good, I lay me, I could die, I love my baby, Lord knows I wouldn't lie. She'll take me home this morning and make my goddamn hair stand up, up on my head.
from a disc called Southside Blues Jam. That was Junior Wells on blues harp and vocals. Music recorded at Teresa's Blues Bar on Monday nights. The recordings from this disc were done between December of 1969 and January of 1970. And again, Junior Wells, Buddy Guy on guitar on this track. Also Otis Spann on piano. Ernest Johnson on bass. Fred Below on drums. A number called Love My Baby. Before hearing Junior Wells, we heard another harp player, Big Harp George, and we heard him do the title track to his new disc, Living in the City. And we're going to turn to yet another blues harp player. This time we're going to go back to Chicago. Actually, we're talking about Billy Boy Arnold from Chicago, but in this case recorded in Paris back in 1984. Here is Billy Boy Arnold on blues harp and vocals with his rendition of Just a Little Bit.
Support comes from the Lafayette Convention and Visitors Commission, transforming the heart of Cajun and Creole country in Lafayette, Louisiana, into a winter wonderland now through December. With a Cajun and Creole Christmas, getting families in the holiday spirit with light shows, parades, tour of homes, performances, carolers, and more. To learn more about Cajun and Creole Christmas, visit LouisianaTravel.com or LafayetteTravel.com.
It come to me by mail. My baby said she's coming home, and I hope that she don't fail. You know I feel so good. Yeah, and I feel so good. Now I feel so good, baby. I feel like Bobby Jack. Like a jack out with a gin in, well behind a hill. You know I feel so good.
Yes, man.
Yes, I feel so good. I feel so good, baby. I feel like Barney Jack. Tickle a horse. Just to meet a train, I've got to see my baby. No, I've got that aim. You know I feel so good. Yes, I feel so good. I feel so good. I just feel like Barney Jack. Crazy about my garden gin. When I get high now, baby, I just feel like floating around in the wind. You know, I feel so good. Yeah, I feel so good. I feel so good, baby, I feel like Barney Jack.
Big Bill Brunzy, recorded in Chicago in December of 1941. I feel so good. Big Bill, originally from Arkansas, he had gone to France during World War I with the American Expeditionary Force, and ended up, when he came back, as a Pullman porter for a while, and then settled in Chicago playing music, and he did that very well and quite a bit during the 1930s. We heard Billy Boy Arnold just before hearing Big Bill Brunzy. Billy Boy Arnold from 1984 did a rendition of Just a Little Bit. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to Lightning Hopkins. Sam Hopkins, from originally Centerville, Texas, ended up spending a good part of his life in Houston. We're going to listen to Lightning recorded, well, I don't have a hard date on this. This next track first appeared on an album out of Sweden back in 1974. Here is Lightning Hopkins from that album doing a number called Let Them Little Things Be True.
Tell me something. Poor light in the beginning, wonder what could it be? Look like my baby wanna tell me something. Poor light in the beginning, wonder what can it be? Yeah. You know I don't want it to be no foolishness. Please let it be something that'll help old me. Thing you tell me, baby. Please, ma'am, let them little things be true. Little thing you tell me, little girl, let them little things be true. No one left here to enjoy it. Yeah. Oh no, but just me and you. And I know you remember, baby. Everybody. I never will forget the last word. You know the last word I heard my baby say. I never will forget the last word. You know the last word I heard her say. She said, Sam, don't give me out until the undertaker announced me dead. And I cried.
About matches up, only he was sniffing coke. He said coke will run him crazy because it's done killed his baby. I don't know whoever sees him that stuff. I ain't. Coke, what is that? Some kind of bad habit? Coke gonna kill my baby. He's about to run me crazy. Coke gonna kill you out of while. When I had my money, you would call me honey. Cocaine gonna kill you out of while. Now I ain't got no money, start acting funny. Cocaine gonna kill you out of while. One way to leave you, I know it's gonna grieve you. Cocaine gonna kill you out of while. know you don't believe me, but I'm gonna leave you cocaine, gonna kill you out of eye. You start acting something out, and out of cocaine gonna kill you out of eye. Cocaine and run you crazy, and I killed my baby. Cocaine gonna kill you out of eye. I had plenty of money, you would call me honey, kill you out of eye. Now I ain't got no money, you start to acting funny, cocaine gon' kill you out of eye. I'm gonna wait and leave you, it's gonna grieve you, cocaine gon' kill you out of eye.
Mance Lipscomb, the late Mance Lipscomb from Navasota, Texas, recorded there, though, at a place called the Cabale in Berkeley, California, back in 1964. Mance was discovered by Chris Strachwitz of Arhuli Records. Chris had heard his recording of Tom Moore's blues and wanted to go meet the man that had recorded the song originally, and he quickly recorded Mance a few times and ended up having him appear at festivals and all that sort of thing. A nice career boost for a really fine sort of classic Texas songster. Mance was preceded by Lightning Hopkins. We heard Lightning Hopkins again from what was originally on a Swedish album from 1974. Lightning doing a number called Let Them Little Things Be True, running a band in that on that particular recording, which was something that Lightning's timing, there were other musicians called it into question at times. So sometimes the band performances might be a little bit constrained. We're going to turn next to Keb Mo, one of the really fine, to some extent, neo-traditionalists. He first appeared on the national scene, recording scene anyway, back in the mid-1990s, and he's still going really strong, writes some great material, fine player and vocalist. Here he is from a disc that came out in 2019, Oklahoma, the name of the disc, Keb Mo, with a piece called I Should've.
Should've stayed with Susie. She made me feel like a man. You should've stayed with Tommy. He had a big sedan. If I'd a man Ophelia, we'd have a happy home. You could've been with that Enzo. You'd be living in Rome. Mm. I wanted to get she wasn't in the mood. She said, I just wanna lay here, cuddle, kiss and spoon. She got me all excited, then she dozed off to sleep. I laid there wide awake, disappointed, counting sheep. I should've stayed with that waitress, she was a lot of fun. Should've stayed with that cop, the one with the big long gun.
I'd have stayed with Susie. I wouldn't have you. If you'd have stayed with that Tommy, I know he'd have cheated on you. If I'd have met Ophelia, she'd have took my home. And if you still like Enzo, well, you can both go straight to Rome. If I'd have stayed with Susie, I wouldn't have you. You'd have stayed with Tommy.
Kebmo here on KRVS. Once again, a number called Should've from his disc, Oklahoma. We're going to move from, well, whether it's Oklahoma or Southern California, where Kebmo is from. We're going to go to Baton Rouge and listen to Larry Garner. A lot of great and interesting artists from Baton Rouge and over the years passing through and becoming famous, that sort of thing. Larry Garner was born in New Orleans and raised in Baton Rouge. And has toured quite a bit. In fact, he got a big break early in the early 90s when he was playing at a British Blues Festival, and people from JSP Records decided they wanted to record him. So they did, and unfortunately had trouble getting recorded here locally, basically. Here's Larry Garner from the disc Double Dues with a number called Shut It Down.
Said, Daddy, we need to talk. I said, okay, fella, what you got? He said, Dad, I want you to tell me why don't people find out whether children want to be born before they go bringing them here. I said, whoa. You must have had a bad day at school, huh, fella? He said, yeah. Well, we went on to talk about what he was bothered about. Got it down to where he could deal with it. And I went on to try to tell him why I brought him into this world. I told him, son, you were brought here for purely selfish reasons, plain and simple. You see, I wanted a child. Your mama wanted a child. Your grandma and grandpa, they wanted grandchildren. Aunts and uncles, they wanted nieces and nephews and things. But you know, we never once sit down and discuss whether or not you even wanted to be part of this situation. If
For not having that forethought, I humbly apologize. But you know your little situation ain't much different from mine when I was a kid. I used to walk around and wonder why me, Lord. What's my purpose? What you bring me here for? But somewhere along the line, I just learned how to deal with the hand that was dealt to me. And before it's all said and done, you're gonna do it too. Even though you reserve the right to take yourself out anytime you get ready, I know you're gonna hang around cause you're a champ. As you go through life, you're gonna have these confrontations with the ignorance, the big ones, stupidity, envy, all them weird emotions, you know. Till you're gonna feel like shutting it down. Feel like your life need an overhaul. Shut it down. Gonna feel like your life needs an overhaul. But don't blame nobody just cause you're tired of it all. You're gonna get tired of hearing by Republicans. Tired of hearing about Democrats. Tired of hearing about bipartisan. All them silly spats. Gonna get tired of hearing about the Senate. Tired of hearing about the House. Tired of hearing about the President. Tired of hearing about the spouse. You gonna wanna shut it down. Gonna feel just like your life need an overhaul. But don't blame nobody just cause you tired of it all. Yeah, you gonna wanna shut it down. Gonna feel like your life need an overhaul. Yeah, baby, you gonna wanna shut it down. Feel just like your life need an overhaul. But don't blame nobody just cause you feel like you're tired of it all. Now I get tired of all these different races. That's something that I never could stand. When somebody get to blaming their downfalls on the color of another man. Get tired of your mama nagging. Get tired of watching her frown. I'm tired of trying to keep up with the Joneses. They're about to get your daddy down. That's why I feel like shutting it down. Feel just like my life need an overhaul. But I can't blame nobody just cause I'm tired of it all. You're gonna get tired of all these lost religions trying to tell you where heaven's at. You're gonna get tired of paying taxes, some high class aristocrat. You're gonna get tired of watching TV. You're gonna turn off the news. Now folks gonna talk bad about you, they gonna say, you got a real bad attitude, cause you wanna shut it down. Cause your life feel like it need an overhaul. But don't ever blame nobody, cause you're tired of it all. Yeah, you gon' wanna shut it down.
feel just like your little life need an overhaul. You gon' wanna shut it down. You gon' need a tune-up, you gon' need an overhaul. But don't go blaming nobody just cause you tired of it all.
Larry Garner, Larry from Baton Rouge, and from his disc Double Doos, Shut It Down. Larry writing songs about a lot of life issues. And that wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in and invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in just a few moments on American Roots, and that's followed at 3 p.m. by Freetown Radio. This is KRVS. 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And programming on this station is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by listeners like you, to whom we would like to say thanks. And next Friday is Christmas Day. We hope all of you have a wonderful, wonderful, very merry Christmas. And if you want to tune in, we've got a Christmas Day blues program coming your way on the Blues Box from 9 to 1 next Friday morning. Here is Carrie Bell to take us up to the top of the hour with a number called Double Cross. Have a great weekend and be safe. We'll be right back.
Thanks to the generosity of our listeners, KRVS has been able to meet the exceptional challenges of 2020 to bring you the best music and news and information from around the world, on air and online. With your help, we pledge to continue that work in 2021. So as the year ends, please make a tax-deductible gift to KRVS online at krvs.org. You'll hear and enjoy the result of your contribution every time you listen in the coming year.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.